Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are back. You are still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we are back for our second half. I'm telling y'all, boy, was the fire going or what? Before we go back and click our great guest on, I want to read something just real briefly, real quick, y'all. And then we're going to let them back loose. We're going to hear back from our sister and our sisters and our brother. But I wanted to read this because when I got off the line for a second, and, you know, this scripture that my dad always told me to put on these people, when you find the men and women of God talking about they prophet, they this and they that, and they speaking lies, stuff is not true, he said you got to put the word on them. And so I'm going to put this word right now because there's a lot of people that are wearing these titles and ain't living up to these titles and these prophets. I'm not saying all. There are some true prophets. There are some true prophetess out there. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm speaking to those that have called themselves, let's put it that way, and those that really are one, but you walking in disobedience with that lying spirit. You understand? So I'm going to put it on you. I remember one time I had a man of God was on the airways with me, and he believed in saying dates and times and all of that, and people would be praising God, and I would just sit back and listen. And I told him, I said, let me tell you something. I'm the type of person, I'll do what God tell me to do. I said, if this word do not come to pass, it is not of God, I'm going to read you your rights. Live on the airways, my cousin gone and rest her soul, rest in peace, Dr. Rhoda Byrd. She was proof. She was on there with me. She said, oh, my God. But he went to talk about these dates and all that kind of stuff. And let me tell y'all something. When that date came and that did not happen, he want to say, well, maybe God. Hey, wait a minute. No. When you said God, God ain't no flapjack. He don't flip one minute and flip on another side. No, that's not him. What he say, he say. Deuteronomy 18 chapter, start at the 18th verse. It says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Verse 19 reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. 20, here goes the but. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. Do y'all understand what that is saying? I'm finna click on my guest right now. But I just had to put that. You are a liar. If you go out speaking in the name of God and saying, God said this and God, and that thing don't, you lie. Sit down. Find out who was speaking to you. Was it yourself? Huh? Was it yourself? And get that thing right. Stop going out here. I'm talking to those that say you are prophets and you know you lie. Cut it out because Ananias and Sapphira days are coming back. You might be out here prophesying the word and fall dead. Be careful of what you're doing. The hearts of men and women of God are very valuable to him, valuable to the Lord. He loves us all. He loves us. When you walk in error, we need to straighten it out. But let's not go and talk about what God say when it's what we saying, and he ain't spoke a thing. And then you got to be careful with people talking about God is speaking to them 24 hours a day. Well, if he's speaking about me 24 hours a day, what is he saying about you in that minute? That's another thing. So we got to be careful with this stuff. We really do. We got to be careful. But I just felt led to read that right quick because I wanted to back up what I said earlier at the beginning of the show. All right, y'all. I got y'all mics on. All of y'all back with me?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so we okay, Prophetess Annette said she's going to have to be doing something in a minute, I believe. Do you want to say something then, Prophetess, before we let the others get to speak and then before you have to do what you were saying?
No, I'm listening. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm on mute, everybody, but you...
Oh, okay, you're just muting it out, but you're going to be on.
Yes,
anything
ma'am.
You want to
yes,
say
ma'am.
Before you go back on mute? Anything you want to say before they start?
To God be the glory. I told you, I'm here because I need some healing, some deliverance, some wisdom, some, you know, I need strength. The strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak. You know, I'm still doing what God called me to do, but we get weak, you know, and I need the prayers
and
of the righteous that availeth much. So I'm going to go on mute and do what I got to do. I'm listening.
All right. Well, if you want to say something, you know you can text and say, and then I'll open the mic back up.
I'm a listening ear. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear. I'm hearing them tonight.
All right. All right, so now, Pat. Now, before you go back, Prophetess Tammy, Pastor, did you want to say something?
Well, I actually wanted to say something to my sister. She before she had got off the first time, she said something about how she was putting her trust in others instead of in God. But the Bible tells us putting out our trust in man. The man will let you down, say, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path.
Yes.
And that's what we got to do. We got to stop looking at man as a savior. Man is not a savior. Man is a messenger if he's doing the will of God. It's just like the mailman delivering mail. We're delivering the word of God. And if we deliver in the word of God, God is going to give us the guidance that we need to where we're going to be able to go forth with it. She said that she fall weak. We fall weak at times, but he said, don't get weary in your well done. So we're going to fall weak along life journey, and that's quite all right. That means that you are out there doing something if you fall weak. See, the devil ain't going to attack you if you're already doing what he wants you to do. You have no need to attack you then, but if you're doing the will of God, then guess what?
That's
you're going to be on the attack, and you're going to have to fight the fight. I mean, a good fight of faith. You're going to have to fight it, and that's what we fought. See, what we're not understanding is that we've been picked out to be picked on. That's what we've done. When we accept our calling into the ministry, we accepted Christ into our life, we have been picked out to be picked on. Because the devil is coming. He's sending out his little soldiers. And you may as well be prepared to fight. Because he is coming with everything, including the kitchen sink. And he's going to try to do whatever he could to try to distract you and throw you off track. Then she says something about she need healing. She is very wise. When a person could understand what they need, then they know what to go to God for. He said, ask what you will in my name, and I will give you the desires of your heart. And then he said, but if you're going through something in your life, he said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. If you need healing, cast it upon me. I heal you. See, he gave us those people in the Bible as roadmaps to our everyday life. The woman with the issue of blood. She needed a healing, but she didn't get her healing from man. But she kept on pressing on until she said, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She didn't say that. She just had to touch Jesus. She said, all I need to do is just touch the hem of his garment. I know I'll be made whole. And see, all you got to do is seek Christ. All you got to do is tell him all about your troubles.
That's
and
right.
And then she said something about he needs deliverance. But if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you want, could hope for or ask for, he's going to give it to you. Your deliverance is in the word of God. Your healing is in the word of God. Your strength is in the word of God.
Yes.
Everything that you need, you're going to find in the word of God. So if you need something about being weak, go in the Bible and find scriptures on being weak and then find out some scriptures of how to be strong. If you're sick in an area and you need healing and deliverance in an area, look those things up. It's in your Bible. Go to your concordance. Find it in your concordance and find those things, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do. See, God didn't leave us stranded. He didn't leave us out there where we didn't have nothing to fall on. He gave us what we need. He gave us everything we need. Then he gave us one another. And by him giving us one another, guess what? If I see you fall, and I got enough strength to pick you up, guess what? Yes. I'm reaching down to pick you up.
Yeah.
And then I might even join you while you're down, because while you're down, all you got to do is send up some prayers. So while you're down, then let your bow down together and pray together and lift God up together. See, that's what I love about it. I found out in life, if don't nobody want to serve God in Detroit, somebody in Alabama going to serve him. Somebody don't want to serve him in Alabama. Somebody in another country going to serve him. Somebody in another country don't want to serve him. We always lifting God up. We'll never catch up with God. We'll never be able to understand God. Every time and every second of the day, somebody is lifting God up. That's why we cannot never amount and match up to God or catch up with him, because he is being lifted higher and higher through praise, trust, belief, and knowing that he's going to work things out for you in your life. So whatever you're going through in your life, go to the book of John, the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. That means don't let nothing bother you. Don't let nothing trouble you. Don't worry about life issues. If you're going through something in this life, look at it like this, I'm still alive. I'm still alive. That means that we got another chance to get it right. We got another chance to trust God.
Yeah.
We got another chance to give God a try in our life. In other words, he want to prove himself to us daily. And if he proves himself to us daily, then guess what we're going to do?
Right.
We're going to praise him even more. He wants to inherit the praise of the righteous. He wants
that's
that.
Right.
And he wants us to call on his name. He wants us to give him a try. He wants us to put him to the test, because he's going to perform everything that he said he would do. Unlike man will lie to you, but Jesus ain't going to lie to you. What
that's
he
true.
Said he would do, he's going to do it, because he wants you to know that he's not man to where he have to lie. He don't have to repent for nothing if he choose not to. He don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But man have to do it, because we have to answer to God when he said he don't like a lying spirit. So we got to be for real when we serving God. We got to be for real about the things that we are doing in the body of Christ. And I kind of hate saying in the body of Christ, because it's nothing negative is in the body of Christ. I hate saying in the body of Christ, because those things that are negative is not of Christ. So therefore, those things does not exist in the body of Christ. It's those that are trying to destroy the body of Christ.
That's right.
With the negativity. Everything that God is doing is pure and holy and positive.
That's right.
So that's something, too, that we need to get out of saying that destroying the body of Christ. We'll never do it. We'll never destroy the body of Christ. He said when he come back, he coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. So if we are in the body of Christ, guess what? We can't do no wrong. We'll never be able to destroy the body of Christ. And if we are functioning in a negative area, we are not in the body of Christ.
That's right.
That's why he said what he said. He said, everybody that call on his name is not going to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
But we feeling like everybody is in the body of Christ. Everybody's not in the body of Christ. If you don't believe it, why don't you look at with Cain? If you don't believe it, look at with Cain killed Abel. Cain killed his brother Abel.
Wow.
But what did Jesus say? You are your father, the wicked one.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're all God's creation, but we're not all God's people.
That's right.
We are all
That's
God's
right.
creation, but we are not
yeah.
all God's people.
That's
he created
right.
us, but there are
yeah.
still some that don't even accept him or even believe in Jesus himself.
That's right.
And everybody too busy trying to figure out who they are. They
mm-hmm.
saying that I'm a prophet,
mm-hmm.
I'm an apostle, I'm a pastor. Yeah, God gave us these titles in the Bible. He gave us those things.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, are you a child of God? Don't
mm-hmm.
worry about who you are, but worry about whom do you belong.
Yeah.
And if
no,
we figure
right.
out who we belong to, then we won't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about nothing else.
That's
and then
right.
you
That's
won't
right.
have to tell nobody who you are, because light and darkness can't not shine in the same place at the same time.
Yes,
your light
yes.
going to speak for itself. And then
yeah.
there's going to be people to tell you that they don't understand. I can't figure you out. No, you can't figure me out. Because
mm-hmm.
we're not walking together. We're walking in two
mm-hmm.
different directions. You're serving the world, and I'm serving God.
Mm-hmm.
It was a woman asked or said something to me the other week. She said, it's something about you that's not right. And I just smiled. But the thing of it is, how could you say it's something about me not right? And I understand why you said that, because you in love with women.
Mm.
So your spirit cannot collide with my spirit because I'm walking with God.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing in me is not the same spirit that is operating in you.
Mm-hmm.
So how could you have a girlfriend and you are a woman?
My
and you trying to figure me out. You'll never be able to figure me out walking in that walk.
but you want
to pass judgment because you can't figure me out. Well, maybe if she changed her walk, then she'll be able to understand what she was seeing was the spirit of God.
Yeah.
And not that demonic spirit that she was operating under.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what they don't understand. You'll never be able to figure out the spiritual realm of God if you're walking in darkness. You'll never understand what is operating in the light.
My God.
And I couldn't do nothing but start laughing. And I wanted to cut her in half, but I was like, no, I let her slide with that because I understand she don't understand what she's seeing.
Yeah.
And then
mm-hmm.
got the nerve to say, I can't figure you out. You're not supposed to. You'll never figure out what God is doing in my life if you operate under the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's okay when people judge you and pass judgment on you. That's good. Because you know what? When you know you're walking right, you're actually being blessed by God. Because if you are not being scrutinized and criticized, looked down on and beat up on, you need to check yourself out. Because he said, if they hate you, remember they hated me first. So if they are not coming up against you, then you need to take some time out and check yourself out. Because if you're operating under the spirit of God, guess what? Just like they attacked Jesus, just like they attacked the disciples, just like they attacked the prophets and the apostles, guess what? They're going to do the same thing with you. And the Lord already told us there's nothing new under the sun. So if
That's
these
right.
things happening, then happen to them, and you serving God, and it's not happening to you, baby, you're supposed to feel weak. You're supposed to feel like you need healing. You're supposed to feel like you need deliverance. Because guess what? If you feel that way, you know who to go to. There's a man called Dr. Jesus. If you need healing,
that's
Dr. Jesus,
yeah.
y'all. If you need a lawyer in a courtroom, guess what? That's Dr. Jesus. If you need deliverance, That's Dr. Jesus. You need strength? That's Dr. Jesus. He operated all of those areas.
That's right.
Amen.
And by him operating in those areas, guess what? You will never go wrong. Somebody call you out your name. Thank you, Jesus. That's another star on your crown. Because you didn't respond. All you said, thank you, Jesus. I got cussed out. Thank you, Jesus. They talked about me. Thank you, Jesus. And you know you're walking right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Amen.
A lot of folks will not like you because you're serving God.
That's
unless
true.
You sugarcoating the word of God. If you're telling the truth, the unadulterated word of God, you're going to step on some toes.
That's
and
right.
those get mad that don't like you, those people get mad that don't care for you, and they get upset about, oh, he's talking about me. That's okay. No, you're just being convicted by the Spirit. God is speaking for you to change your life, for you to turn it over. He's bringing something to your attention.
That's right.
And we have to get out of that thinking that we are being talked about by everybody. These people don't know nothing about you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't live with you. They don't see what you're doing because you're trying to creep under darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. God will bring stuff out in the light no matter what you're doing.
Yes, he will.
If you think I'm lying about it, well, what happened to Jonah? Jonah knew he supposed to be doing something for God, but he's going to try to run.
Mm-hmm.
But when that storm started, Jonah went on down there and went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, while they being tossed and driven over there, this rascal down there asleep.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was wrong. But yet and still, he's trying to run because he knew that he was in a dark spot right then. But what I love about it, God didn't say a mumbling word. All he did was spoke to nature.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thunder, I want you to roar. Lightning, I want you to flash. Waves, I want you to stand up high. Now the boat being tossed and driven. This idea is in our life. And now all of a sudden the people that's on board got enough sense to pray. But the captain already knew that everybody was serving the right God because he said whoever your God is, call him, pray on him, pray to him. Whoever it is, I don't care what God you're serving, just pray to him. Maybe it's the right one, maybe it's the wrong one. I just want y'all to pray because we're in danger right now. This ain't never happened. But as long as they prayed, then the storm kept on going. In other words, people, we're on a storm. But guess what? All of a sudden, they realized what the problem was because this rascal down there sleeping in the midst of everything going on, running from God. Running. And that's how a lot of us is. We are running from God instead of running to him, doing what he got for us to do. But if we learn how to run to God instead of running from him, Jonah, then we'll find out that all we got to do is do what God wants us to do. But when Jonah got down there, Jonah began to really bear witness to give testimony. When the captain told him, who is your God? First thing he said, my God know where I am. He know I'm trying to run. He know I'm trying to hide. Call him. He said, I don't have to call on him. Because he know where I am. Then he's going to tell him. See, he had to bear witness now. But if you want peace up here, you got to take me up there and throw me overboard.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it like this. God had some transportation waiting on him when he got thrown off that boat. It took him right where he needed to be at. And he realized that he still had to preach the word of God. See, when God got his hand on you, you ain't going to get away from him. When he got something for you to do, you're going to do it. You might have to hurt sometime. You might have to cry sometime. You might be sick sometime. You might be weak sometime. You might have to just sit there and drink your tears for water. Laying your head down on a pillow of tears in the late hours of the night because you're not understanding what's going on. But after every storm, sometimes you'll see that little pretty rainbow rise up and the sun began to shine again.
That's
now your strength has been restored. And all you're doing is being prepared for the next round, baby.
Yeah, all right. That's awesome. Yes, that's awesome. Prophetess Tammy.
Amen. You know, I pastor was hitting on deliverance, and Prophet Sanette was saying that she needs deliverance. We all need deliverance.
Yes, we do.
We all need deliverance. You know, the Bible says that there was only one man that was perfect that walked this earth, and it was Jesus Christ.
Tell it.
None of us are perfect. We all need some type of deliverance. And in Hebrews 4:16, we have to remember, it says that we can approach the throne of grace.
Yes.
In our time of need.
Yes.
What is it that we need? Do you need deliverance? Do you need healing? You know, do you need the love of God in your heart? What is it that we need? The Bible says that we can come to God. It don't matter who you are and what you're doing or what situation you are in. God says you can approach, meaning you can come just the way you are. Approach the throne of grace.
Yes.
Thank God for his grace in your time of need.
Okay.
Are you dealing with depression?
Not to cut you off. Prophetess Annette wanted to let you and Pastor know what she was talking about. She said she feel like it's misunderstood what she was trying to say of really what she needs. So I'm going to open her mic real quick so she can tell you. Okay, go ahead, woman of God.
Praise God. I receive all of that. I do, because we all need the word. But what I was saying was this. Being a person that was bedridden for 3.5 years, and you know for a fact God healed you, but then the enemy will come back with the symptoms, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months later. A lot of times people feel because I'm a woman of God, I shouldn't be going through stuff like this. I'm a woman of God. You're powerful. You're this. What people fail to realize, when you go through cancer, leukemia, or any of those type of diseases, your mental capacity is messed up. You know the word. You do. You know to go to God. You know what to do, how to do it, and all of that. But my flesh, in it dwelleth no good thing. You want to get angry. You want to get upset. And I know the word. I know how to go to God and all that. But my flesh, the good that I would do, evil is always present. I don't think I know everything or any of that. And then when I was talking about the church hurt, I'm over that. Delivered. I love people, but at the same time, I don't trust them. And I know I'm not supposed to trust man. I'm supposed to put my trust in God. But I've gotten to the place in my life where I have no respect for people anymore. And I don't want that. I'm not asking for prayer because I'm, you know, we didn't want to give up on God, that type of thing. No, what I'm saying is that I love God so much that I don't have time for the foolishness. But being ill in your body, sometimes you shift. Medicine can cause you to act in ways that, you know, you don't want to act. So when I ask for prayer, it's for those things. I got to deal with the nurses, the doctors, the medicine. My husband is ill. Oh, I'm not giving up on God. Now, I've been there. I didn't give up on God so many times, it don't make no sense. But my prayer that I'm asking for is strength for me. Shut your mouth when them doctors trying to tell you something. God put them here for a reason. Shut your mouth when somebody just want to, you know, rub you and say it's going to be okay. I'm just so angry at times, and I know the medicine plays a part. So those are the things that I need you all to pray for, and I'm putting it over the airways because people don't understand that have never experience different things in life, and they feel because we love God and we prophets and different things of that nature that we don't hurt, we don't get weary, we don't slip of the tongue. The Bible says that in the flesh, there's no good thing. So people pray for the no good thing because Annette got some no good things coming up. And I've gotten to the point to where I want to tell the doctors, this here is messing, you know, this here is doing this. But I'm coming to the men and women of God. I need your prayers. I need to know what to say, how to say it, where to go, what to do. The other day, they rolled me down to a place by myself, all secluded by myself, all by myself. And I was just sitting there. And everything in me was trying not to get angry. And God allowed a woman to come and open up that door. She said, what are you doing down here? Oh, my. I said, they wheeled me down here. I said, they left me down here by myself. In past times, I would have snapped. The woman probably would have been on the floor. But I know what God is doing in my life. But at the same time, I struggle with anger. I struggle just with the attitudes of the way the people of God are. I'm not mad at them. I just want to shake them and wake them up and let them know the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I just want somebody to be able to come together. The man of God said it. Even Prophetess Tammy said it. We got to learn how to come together. You got people dying. I have a sister, bless her kids. Their mother passed away, I think, about a month ago. This woman was a Jew. I can remember how they talked about this woman so bad, but when she died, they had so many. I'm talking about, as the pastor said, he don't like saying the body of Christ. I'm talking about people that say they love God. They dogged this woman out. Then when she died, they made it look like they done so much. That's not God. With love and kindness. I don't want to see another person leave here and they want loved on. I want to love on you if you on drugs, if you are a prostitute. I don't want to be scared to touch nobody, hug nobody. I want love. I've been hurt long enough. He caught nobody. I thank God for Pastor. I thank God for Prophetess and Angel. You know I thank God for you. But you already know me, woman of God. I don't play. I played with the devil long enough. I've been on his territory. I've been to his townhouse. I've been everywhere. Now I'm so ready to do what it is that God told me to do. And if I've got other people, you know, like-minded, I tell people all the time, I want to go down here on Mac, Pastor, and gut some of them buildings out. We're fearful and wonderfully made. Get one of them prostitutes. Allow her to look at herself in the mirror. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, honey. God made you that way. I want to do that. But nobody wants to come together because everybody jealous of you going a little higher than them. And it's not even you. It's no more I.
Yeah.
But the Christ that lives in us. Come on. I tell you, I thank you for all the words that you both have spoken. I was receiving it as it was coming to me. I was saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I was saying, forgive me, Lord. Oh, every day I repent daily. But I want the people that's listening over the airwaves, repent, not because somebody told you to. Repent because God so loved you. That gave his only begotten son. Come on, somebody. He didn't have to do it, but he did. You're still here. They told me I shouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
But I'm still here, and it's by the grace of God. Ah, my. But I need some help, Pastor. I need some help, Prophet Tammy. See, I get weak at times, and I need strength. When I go up in that hospital, I need strength. The people that said they had me and had my back and they was praying for me, I didn't feel it. Oh, my. But God, he didn't leave me. They did, but he didn't. I don't want to do anybody like that. And I hope you all understand what I'm saying. Please don't get offended. I want to just sit and listen to both of you. And I just want to be quiet. But I wanted to say that because I didn't want you guys feeling, you know, like I was just down on my luck and a sinner and a babe in Christ, don't know no better. I'm still messed up in some areas and I need prayer. Is that all right? Praise God. Thank you, woman of God.
That's fine.
I thank God for all of you. I'm going to mute it because, you know, things are kicking in, Miss Angel. You know what I mean. But I gotta.
Oh, okay.
I love the show. This is awesome. But I can say a few more words, but I can't be so long-winded right now.
Yeah. Well, Prophet Tammy is going to say something. Prophet Tammy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right.
Like I was saying in general, for those that are listening, you know, we're all in need of something. And
yes.
The scripture that I gave before was Hebrews 4:16, where it says that we can approach the throne of grace in our time of need. And that's for anybody that's listening, not just, you know, anyone in particular, but for anybody that's listening that feels like, you know, they're going through something and they feel alone, you know, we know we can go to God, but I'm reminded of the scripture or the story where Moses, when God told him to lift up his hands, and when he lifted up his arms became weak. But he had Joshua and Aaron there to help hold his arms up. So when we're going through something, we need Joshua's and Aaron's in our life.
Yeah.
You know, when we're going through something, because for myself, I know when I've gone through, you know, different things in my life and I felt like I was alone, that's when the enemy speaks the most, you know. And you're by yourself. You feel like you're by yourself, nobody to talk to, nobody to, you know, to be there for you. The enemy, he starts talking a mile a minute. And if you're not careful, and this is from my own experience, you begin to believe the voice of the enemy when you're going through something. And I'm just reflecting on those times in my life where I needed a Joshua. I needed an Aaron in my life to hold me up and to give me strength when I was going through things. But by the help and the grace of God, you know, God got me through those things. He got me through those things. And one thing that I learned when I was going through that I had to acknowledge that I needed the help. I had to acknowledge that I needed the deliverance. That was the first step that I, you know, God knows everything about us. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we need. You know, he knows we need deliverance. He knows we need, you know, mercy and grace, you know, when we're going through stuff. God knows that. But you have to know it. You have to acknowledge it. And when you acknowledge it, it's like that pride steps aside and God is saying, when you acknowledge it, you know what, God, I need your help. I can't do this without you. Then God says, that's exactly what I wanted from you. That's exactly what I wanted from you, because sometimes when we're going through something, that pride sneaks in where you don't want to tell nobody what you're going through. That's a form of pride. And I got delivered from that. I got delivered from that. When I'm going through something, I'll pick up the phone. Sister Tanya, can you pray? You know, I have other people that I pray with. But whereas before, I would just keep it to myself because I didn't want nobody to know what I was going through. And because I would keep it to myself, I was doing more damage and more harm to myself than good. And there are times when, you know, you have to ask God who to share with when you're going through something, you know, because sometimes people will pretend to be there for you. Some people will pretend, oh, just call me and tell me what you need. Tell me what's wrong. What are you going through? And then next thing you know, they gossiping about it. So that's another thing when you're going through something, you know, we have to ask, you know, and have discernment in who we share what we're going through, you know, what we're going through with. And, but, you know, We all need deliverance.
from something every day. Every day. We all need some type of deliverance.
That's true.
Amen.
That is true.
Amen.
That is true. You're right about that. Amen. You're really right about that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're right. Because like you said, at times, you know, we do be faced with situations. And sometimes your back is up against the wall and you get weak. You know, you get stressed out. You get tired. And
oh, yeah.
You know, you get tired, like you were saying. And sometimes you need someone to reach out to that you can share and
mm-hmm.
talk. And come together with, and that's what Prophetess Annette was talking about even earlier of her going through in her body and different things. She needed to hear something encouraging because at that time, you know, like she said, pain will get you discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can take medicine, and that medicine had you groggy and upset, and you waking up from it, you know, groggy and don't even know what's going on.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
we definitely got to, you know, grab a hold to that. That's why I love that tonight's show was really on point and on fire to let people know that, you know, what things that we need to do and we all need help.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying,
yeah,
like you said yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's yeah, we all definitely need some help at some point because we don't know it all.
Yeah.
We ain't got it all, you know.
Uh-uh.
Some people
yeah.
make it seem like you're just happy-go-lucky 24 hours a day. That ain't true. Not in my book, it ain't. It's some days it be gloomy, you know. We go, I'm not happy-go-lucky all day long. Maybe I need to be, but it just don't work like that all the time. You do have days where you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you get up and it's just like, wow. You know, what's going on? Things irritating you. Sometimes you feel like crying. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going through your body, you're getting stressed out from family issues or somebody always dying. I mean, it's just a lot of things going on. At the job, somebody getting on your nerves. Maybe you're going through with your mate. You know what I'm saying? And it just seems like it's just always something, as Pastor Gary said at the beginning, a storm. We all go through a storm. Storms do come. You know? So,
amen.
I don't know what you wanted to add to that, but, yeah, storms do come.
I'm going to Pastor. I'm going to give it on over to Pastor.
Well,
Pastor.
the thing of it is, I just want to say to our sister that no, we're not thinking that she's weak. We're not thinking that, looking at her in any negative way, because that would go contrary to what was already said. We cannot do that. But what I want to say is, in this midst of everything that you're going through, hold on to God in His unchanging hand. It's okay to be angry, but the Bible tells us sin not. Then it tells us to trust in God with all our heart and soul. And when we worship Him, we ought to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And see, I'm not, like I said, we are not looking at her in no kind of way. Please don't think that. There's nothing
that.
She just wanted to explain it a lot better, what was going on. Yeah, but that's why I'm saying we're not looking at anything like that. But she asked for prayer. And I wish that we would pray for her now and continue to keep her in prayer.
Well, yeah,
if
you want to pray, you can pray.
She asked for prayer. Let me
open her mic. So we gonna pray. Sis, he said we can pray now.
All
can
right.
you hear me?
Pray with us.
Yeah, he said we can pray
now.
I
need you, woman of God. Pray. Yes. Awesome.
Go ahead.
Great. Dear gracious and most eternal God, we come to you, Lord, this day thanking you for your grace and thanking you for your mercy, Father God, first of all.
Yeah.
We thanking you for loving us so to where you gave your darling son to die on Calvary Hill for the remission of our sins. Father God, we come to you, Lord, just stretching our hand to you because no other help we know. But, Father God, you are the creator of all things, Father God, the good and the bad, and you know all about it, Father God. You created all things, Father God. Therefore, you are still in charge and control of everything that takes place in our life. Now, Father God, we ask you right now to move in a mighty way upon our sister here, Father God, for you know the situation, the circumstance that is going on with her, Father God, in her life, and she's crying out to you, Father God. And she's reaching out to your children, Father God, as well, to stand in the gap, Father God, to join in unity, Father God, entering into your kingdom, Father God. We ask you right now to touch in a mighty way. Touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Cleanse her inside and out, Father God. Heal her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We bind the work of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You say what is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind in every sickness, every demonic spirit that have come up against her. For we know that sickness is not of you, Father God. We know that healing is in your hand, Father God. We know that deliverance is in your hand, Father God. You are the creator of all things. You made her. You know all about her, Father God. You know her condition, Father God. And we're asking you right now to move in a mighty way, Father God. Just a spoken word, Father God. You will heal the land. And we know that you're able to do all things but fail. We're trusting and believing in you right now, Father God, because you already said no weapon formed against us shall prosper in your name. And you said that whatever circumstances that is coming up against us, all we got to do is cast our cares upon you, and you will care for us, Father God. And you will sustain us, Father God. And you will not be a liar, Father God, because you said in your word that you cannot lie. And we trusting and believing in you, Father God, to know that you're able to do all things but fail. You said for us to come to you, Father God. We coming to you asking right now, Father God, to even guide the doctors in the direction that they need to go, Father God. We know that you are mind regulator, Father God, and a heart fixer. We asking you to touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, from the inside and out, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, we asking these blessings as your children, Father God, and as your servants. We know, Father God, that you're going to do it. We thanking you for doing it, and we praising you right now for what you have done, what you're doing now, and what you're going to do in the future. Father God, we're not trusting in man, but we're trusting in you because you said it in your word, Father God, that all we got to do is continue to look to the hills from which come our help, and all of our help comes from you, Father God. We know that we can lean and depend on you, and we can't lean and depend on nobody else. Father God, we know that if we look at you, Father God, instead of looking at the circumstances and conditions in life, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. You already said it in your word, Father God. And you said that all we got to do is continue to have faith the size of a mustard seed, Father God. We can speak to our mountains. We speak into those mountains right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We bind in the work of the enemy, Father God, and we're releasing every good thing that is of you, Father God. Healing and deliverance, Father God. We ask you to transform her mind into the mind of Christ-like, Father God. And every demonic force that is coming up against her, Father God, we asking you right now, Father God, to shield her from it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, to where no weapon formed against her shall prosper, Father God. And when it's all over, Father God, we're going to give you the honor. We're going to give you the glory, and we're going to give you the praise because it's about you and not about us, Father God. We thanking you for tonight's show, Father God, because somebody needed to hear it, Father God. Somebody needed a word tonight, Father God, and you gave it to them, Father God. You said, hold on just a little while longer to your unchanging hand, and everything is going to be all right. And right now, Father God, she's still holding on. She's trusting and believing in you, Father God. And she sometimes get weary in her well done, but you said, Father God, that this journey would not be easy. You already told her, Father God, that we might have to cry sometime. We might have to walk alone sometime. Our body may get tired sometime. And that's why David already said, even when trouble came his way, he still kept you as his shepherd. And he told us to call upon you. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And Father God, we're calling upon you right now because you are our shepherd. You are God, our protector, our deliverer. Father God, we know that you are a doctor, Father God, that has never lost a patient. We know that you're a lawyer that have never lost a case, Father God. You shelter in the midst of every storm, Father God, that comes upon us, Father God. And we know that you walk us through the storm, Father God. We know that you are in every storm and every circumstance that we go through in this life. We know that you are with us, Father God. But let us not lose hope. Let us not lose our faith when sometimes it might seem get hard for us. When our burdens get heavy, Father God. and too hard for us to bear. We're giving them to you, Father God, because you are that burden barrier. You are the one that is able to bear those burdens. And we give them to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayers and thank you for answering our prayers. These are blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Merciful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. All glory to you, Father God. All honor and praise to you, Father God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God.
All right. Well, we're going to be getting ready to go off of here. Is there anything, Prophetess Tammy, you want to say before we go off? Hello? I'm not sure she's still on or...
Yes.
I'm seeing the mic.
I'm here.
Okay. Anything you want to say?
In Isaiah 40, I think it's around verse 29, you know, the scripture says that he gives power to the weak and those that and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. And verse 29 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord renew their strength.
Yeah.
So there may be some people listening, you know, that need strength. And the Bible says that he gives power to the weak. So our strength comes from God when we're dealing with, you know, situations that cause us to become to weak, you know, weaken our minds, weaken our bodies, where we just feel like we have no strength whatsoever. So I just want to, you know, I wanted to share that scripture. And I'm in total agreement with the prayer that has went forth from the man of God. You know, the word of God says, where there are two or more gathered in his name, that he is in the midst of us. So we know that God is in the midst of us, and we know that there is power in agreement. Amen? There's power in agreement. So I am in agreement for my sister with that prayer. And I know that God is, you know, our prayers have been offered up. The words of encouragement have been offered up. And God has heard us on tonight. Amen?
Amen. All right. Well, I just thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. Tune in on next week, because we definitely going to be rocking the house again on next Wednesday. We have some great guests, you know, as usual, being back on and just giving God praise and glory and powerful testimonies and powerful word. And always remember that over the weekend to listen to our shows that are on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from our family in the UK and our family, other family around the world. And always remember our motto, don't live good to thy bad, but live good to thy great in Christ Jesus. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck with our special guest, Pastor Gary Thomas, Prophetess Annette Felton, and Prophetess Tammy Laster. And you will also be able to hear the show re-air again tonight. And so links will be posted as usual. Posts will be posted as usual. Always know that Miss Angel on Deck loves you, but God loves you more. Have a blessed one.